The fault.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
President Donald Trump's embattled nominee for defense secretary inching closer to confirmation.
What?
The motion passes.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth set to face his final confirmation vote late tonight after narrowly surviving a key test vote. But two Republicans joining every Democrat to vote against him. Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine both saying Hegseth's limited experience and personal conduct mean they cannot support him. Murkowski writing, his lack of judgment is unbecoming of someone who would lead our armed forces. In particular, the four-term Republican pointing to his admitted infidelity and allegations of excessive drinking and sexual assault, both of which he denies. Sources now confirming Hegseth paid $50,000 to a woman who accused him of sexual assault in 2017 as part of their settlement agreement. Hegseth denies he assaulted her, saying that it was consensual and that he only agreed to the settlement because he feared the allegations would hurt his career.
Mr. Hegseth has denied it all.
I've known Pete for a long time. He'll do a great job.
Another issue for both female senators, his views on women in combat roles.
I'm straight up just saying we should not have women in combat roles.
The Army veteran later walking that back, saying he opposed quotas for women and minorities serving in certain roles, which the Pentagon has made clear do not exist.
Okay, here are some words that you never want to hear in the same sentence. Fox News host and confirmation for Secretary of Defense. Hello? I mean, happy Friday, you bastards. This is like surreal. It's a nightmare. It's going to be a very long 4 years is what it's going to be. But really, truly, when you hear in any serious reporting, Fox News host confirmation hearing, be afraid, be very, very afraid. Run away, everybody. Just run, run, run. I mean, this is a guy whose own ex-wife, who is under apparently a non-disparagement agreement, meaning she's not allowed to talk ill of him, said, well, I will tell you, he's more likely to be drunk than not. Great. Let's put him in charge of the military. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? And tonight is the reason why I'm starting with this is because tonight is the night that they will take the vote to confirm him or to not confirm him in our most deliberative body, the United States Senate. Now, you know the lay of the land there, right? Okay, so there's 53 Republicans. And the rest are Democrats, which means we don't have enough votes to stop it. Certainly, we don't have enough votes to make him the nominee, but they do. They do, because this is a majority-only thing, right? This is a majority-only vote. They need 51 votes. So if there's 53 of them, and we know two, Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins are a nay, they are a no, then we need what? What do you think? We need two more. Why? Well, let's see. We need to not have a tie. And the tiebreaker would be J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance of Hillbilly Elegy fame would be the tie-breaking vote in the scenario in which three Republicans vote no. So you know you have the Murkowski and Collins are no's. If you had one more, then he would come in and break the tie. So we need two more. We need two more. And I'm suggesting, just based on observational, intellect, intuitive nature, curiosity, things like this. I'm guessing that it's possible that Mitch McConnell, swear to God, I said this early on, that Mitch McConnell could join Murkowski and Collins in the no column, because he really does respect the military and the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, and the budget that goes along with that, the lobbying that goes along with that. Okay? Seriously. Because Mitch McConnell was the majority leader in the Senate, and when he wasn't in the majority, he was the minority leader in the Senate, leading his caucus through very, you know, strange and muddy times and, you know, doing it with aplomb. Everybody loved Mitch McConnell because he wanted one thing and one thing only, and that was control of the Supreme Court. That's what Mitch McConnell wanted. And then on the B list of the things he wanted was money. Money. Money for fundraisers, money from fundraisers, money for, his political action committee, money for the Senate Leadership Committee. Why does he want money for that? Because he can then make or break members. He can actually say to a member, don't worry if anybody primaries you. We got so much cash over here. I got your back. But you're going to vote the way I want you to vote. You're going to stay in line. This is how, and this is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. It's a government thing. It's an American government thing. It's our system, and it's been our system for about, 12 years now, especially after Citizens United said that corporations are people, my friend. Money is speech. And so it is possible that Mitch McConnell could say, no, I'm not going to vote for Pete Hegseth because I have respect for the Pentagon budget, the amount of lobbying that goes on around the defense budget, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. You know, he's got his reasons. Maybe he's a no. Maybe he's a no. So who else could we get? See, because I told you we need two. I'm thinking number two that might join Murkowski and Collins, and I hope it's McConnell. Now, McConnell could actually pave the way for others to come on board. But if we can only get one more, my most likely to abandon Hegseth in the Republican Party would be Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina. What? Yes. And this is why I think Donald Trump was in North Carolina today, threatening them with withholding FEMA money. Literally saying, hey, North Carolina, FEMA sucks, okay? FEMA, you know, only when your governor asks for FEMA and only when your governor says it's a disaster, then FEMA comes in and they make a mess and they do this and they do that and they're not good. You're going to have to come through me now to get disaster money. I swear to God, this is what... And you know, I mean, he's doing this because he wants to be king of the red states. Now, as far as California goes, he said he would not allow for disaster money to go to California without any conditions. And he's been saying this for a week now. And people are just like freaked out. Even senators are freaked out that he's putting conditions on disaster relief, on disaster aid, on FEMA. He's literally saying, oh, no, forget FEMA. It doesn't work. It's going through me now. And I'm going to put conditions on California. So today, when he was in North Carolina and he had made this announcement that FEMA is no longer a thing. I don't know how he thinks he can just do that. But, okay, this is his weird world that he lives in. That FEMA is no longer a thing and that he is going to make people come through him. And he does have conditions for California. One of the conditions for California, I swear to God, you can't make Donald Trump more stupid than Donald Trump is. He said he wants voter ID in California. This is one of his conditions. What does this have to do with the price of eggs? Oh, and that's another thing. Okay, that's another thing. Yesterday I was wondering, why is Jesse Waters on the TV saying that he can't get his fluffy eggs and complaining about eggs and that eggs are expensive and he doesn't like that eggs are expensive? Honestly, I honestly didn't understand. I thought that was like white privilege and just please, dear Lord, tell me he was joking with his warped audience or something. No. This goes in tandem with something else that happened this week, okay? And I told you about it yesterday, that the Department of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, has been told not to put out any announcements for the next 10 days. Nothing about health, nothing about pandemics, nothing about, viruses, nothing about flu, nothing. And now I know why. There is this massive, massive amount of avian flu that is killing millions of laying hens.